Chapter 2. I stood at the front door, waving V off as she drove away. It was going dark by then, and the whole village looked magical. Brightly lit Christmas trees shone in the windows of neighbouring cottages. Twinkling fairy lights wove through gardens, and an assortment of jovial plastic Santas and wicker scarf-wearing reindeers sat at gates ready to greet visitors. What with going away, I hadn't seen the point in glad ragging my own house, and as I turned to go back inside, I smiled at the comparison. There was no denying mine looked positively, bar humbug, as a result. I had a spring in my step as I made my way down the hall to the kitchen. Not only had I survived my sister's little meltdown and soothed her back to her usual placid self, I only had a few more days at work to get through before jetting off to spend Christmas in the sun. I couldn't wait. A picture of Mum and Dad popped into my head. Guilt, I realised, for abandoning them during the festive period, something no family member had ever dared to do before. It was a choice that would, without doubt, go down in the annals of Noel family history. But I refused to let that ruin my excitement. As a woman who'd never put a foot outside of Europe, I looked forward to venturing further afield. Not even my parents could have stopped me ending that year with a bang. I thought back to the first time I realised my parents weren't quite like everyone else's. And while they'd proven themselves to be quirkier than most many times since, it was during a primary school nativity that their uniqueness first hit home. V played the angel on account of her being angelic, while I had the role of guiding star for being less so. Unlike V, I didn't have a speaking part. Wearing a gold four-pointed tabard with a matching pointy hat to complete my star shape, all I had to do was stand on a huge box at the back of the stage and enjoy proceedings. Apart from the bit where Balthazar, one of the three wise men, forgot his lines, everything seemed to go to plan. That was until the headmistress took her seat at the piano and commenced the intro to Away in a Manger, one of my parents' all-time favourite Christmas songs.